According to the Russian media outlet Port News, a Russian icebreaker just completed the fastest transit of the Northern Sea Route. Along with setting the speed record at 7.5 days, the icebreaker also completed the trip over a month after the shipping season usually ends in the Arctic. But as KNOM's Emily Russell reports, it's still a long ways off from becoming the next great trade route.
Statistics from the past few years do show a handful of other transits taking less than 8 days, so it's not exactly the speed that's most impressive, but the time of year the trip took place. According to statistics from the Northern Sea Route Information Office, the last three shipping seasons wrapped up in mid-November. The Vyazh started its trip in mid-December, completing the record-breaking journey on Christmas Day. Walt Meyer, a research scientist for NASA and co-author of NOAA's 2015 Arctic Report Card on Sea Ice, says the successful transit is a sign of changing ice conditions in the Arctic.
Doing it this late in the year is pretty unusual and is an indication that the ice is pretty thin. You know, they have confidence they can get through without too much trouble.
That confidence was showcased at an international Arctic forum in St. Petersburg in early December, where Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin said the Northern Sea Route could soon be operational year-round. But despite the record transit and proclaimed potential of the route, Andreas Ostagen, a senior fellow at the Arctic Institute, doesn't think this is the start of an Arctic boom.
I'm assuming that what they are doing, and I say they, I mean the Russian authorities, is just highlighting the capabilities they have.
Those capabilities include the largest fleet of icebreakers in the world, with more than Norway, Canada, Denmark, and the U.S. combined. While Russia's unmatched fleet allows them to offer more escorts and assistance along their Arctic coastline, it hasn't exactly attracted more international traffic. The number of vessels that traveled the full length of the route dropped from more than 70 in 2013 to less than 20 in 2015. The amount of cargo transported dropped even more dramatically by about 97% in just 2 years. So what can explain all of this? Ostagen says, among other factors, the recent plunge in oil prices means the shorter route is just less attractive to international traffic.
And then you had the incidents in Ukraine in 2014, naturally hampering some sort of the operational environment, maybe not directly, but at least indirectly. The business climate for Russian collaboration in the Northern Sea Route was damaged to some extent.
Despite persisting political tensions, there is one type of traffic that has been on the rise, destinational traffic, or intra-transits, as Ostagen describes them.
When you look at the numbers for this year, for the Northern Sea Route, I think it's quite obvious that what is taking place in the Northern Sea Route is intra-transits, transits with a destination in the Northern Sea Route in itself.
Russia granted over 700 permits for vessels traveling along the route, a number that has steadily risen over the past few years. The amount of cargo is also up, nearly doubling between 2013 and 2015. So what's next for the Northern Sea Route? While it's hard to predict how the political climate may shift, NASA's Meyer says the changing climate in the Arctic is leading to thinner ice.
And as the ice is thinner, it's more easily blown by the winds as well, so it can more easily kind of move away from the coast.
With any luck and the right winds, the Northern Sea Route will be back open for business in June of next year. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.